We woke up this morning to the rarest of dates, February 29th, the odd extra day that comes every 4 years, since there are apparently more than 365 days in a year.
365.2422 or something like that.
That's Jim Lattice. He's director of the University of Wisconsin Space Place, an education and outreach center for the school's astronomy department.
And that's simply counting the number of days and the time that it takes the Earth to orbit the sun.
Lattice says days and years are not defined by us, but by the natural world.
Because there are 365 and not quite a quarter days in the time that it takes the Earth to orbit the sun, we have to deal with that leftover fraction.
So every 4 years, we get a leap day. Making some sort of adjustment is key. Otherwise, the calendar would slowly become out of sync with the seasons. Not quite Christmas in July, but it might feel that way.
Of course, the big question, what does this all mean if you're a leap day baby born on February 29th? Well, Rose Bunch of El Cajon, California, remembers that as a kid, it involved some teasing.
I would say, I'm going to have a birthday party and I'm going to invite Mary and Janie and all my friends, right? And my dad would say, but wait a minute, I think you better go to the calendar, and I don't think there's a birthday there. And so I'd go to the calendar, and I'd flip it up, and I didn't see it, and I'd start crying, and my mom would get so mad at him in the background, say, don't tease her like that.
Rose Bunch says there's an upside now. She was born 64 years ago, so technically today she's turning 16.
It's great to be able to say I'm 16 because I'm not lying about my age. And you know how women don't like to lie about their age.